Welcome to the podcast Gestalt Therapy, Living Here and Now with Elizabeth Willa. Every month, Elizabeth takes you through an issue which she has come across in her Gestalt praxis, read about, or simply bumped into just living life. The topics are related to mental well-being, existential questions, what makes your life meaningful, and also what makes it heavy. Every episode is designed around the same set of headline, which hopefully will make it easier for you to make sense of what you hear. You can read much more about Elizabeth and how she works on her website, willegestalt.eu.
Hi again and welcome to this mid-autumn episode of Gestalt Therapy Living Here Now. Today I'll talk about movie on a rainy day therapy. I want to talk about movies and therapy and how movies in so many ways can give us a lot in relation to therapy. Like so many others, I watched a lot of Netflix or Amazon movies or other streaming services over the last couple of years. Thank God we can go to the cinema again now. But wherever you watch your movies, there's a lot to gain in many movies with regard to personal development and therapeutic insights. Figure of today. The figure of today is about how movies can help us, inspire us, give us new insights, and so on. Also when we deal with therapy and self-development. So let's dig into a movie on a rainy day therapy. There are so many relevant and meaningful movies which I could have chosen to talk about, and I have selected the following three. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood from 2019, Lady Bird from 2017, and Inside Out from 2015. You can find details about, for example, directors and writers and so on in the description notes and on my website willegestalt.eu. If you Google, you will find extensive descriptions and analyses of these movies. And here, let me give you a few words about each of them and how they, for me, are worth looking at. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is based on a true story about a TV presenter, Fred Rogers, or Mr. Rogers, who in the 60s developed television shows for children. The television shows was focusing on children's emotional and physical concerns like school, death, divorce, siblings, and much, much more. The movie is about a journalist who is given the assignment to do an interview for Esquire with Mr. Rogers. The developing relationship between the journalist and Mr. Rogers are one of the main points in the movie, and especially Mr. Rogers' presence in all he does and his way of communicating with everybody around him, as well as the personal development which the journalist goes through, are for me the main focuses of this movie. For me, it's simply breathtaking how intense some of the scenes in the movie are. And especially the scene where they talk about what the journalist calls broken people. This scene ends with 1 minute, yes, 60 seconds, very intense silence. I just mean, when have you ever experienced this in an American movie? Furthermore, Mr. Rogers' way of being in the moment with everybody he deals with and communicating in a very, very aware and authentic way is simply just amazing to watch. Well, just go watch it and you'll see a lot of what you need to look for in really good therapy. The second movie I want to talk about is Lady Bird. Lady Bird is a movie about coming of age and about being a mom and a dad. Lady Bird is the name of a young woman, the teenager in the family. The movie takes place over the last part of her high school and it deals with her search for the right and affordable college. The movie deals with her friendships, her first boyfriend who turns out to be gay, her first sex, and many other big and small events in her life. Parallel to this, we follow her family in all the interactions you have in a busy family. I really like the way the movie does not choose any side in this. We get to understand the daughter, Lady Bird, and we understand the parents. It's in so many ways a movie which deals with everyday life in a family with teenagers. It shows that life in many families are full of true dilemmas. There are no easy shortcuts. We can love and hate and all in between. And it's good to remember that dilemmas, per definition, has no right or good solution. We just have to live with them. They remain dilemmas. Watch it and be reassured that life is a messy affair and still worth the struggle. The third movie I also really find worth mentioning is Inside Out. Inside Out is an animation movie about some of the universal emotions: anger, fear, sadness, disgust and happiness, or joy as it's called in the movie. The movie leaves out surprise and contempt. We get to follow the selected five fundamental emotions working as small cartoon figures. The emotions operate the control panel in the brain, called the headquarters, of a 7 or 8 years old girl, Riley. Riley is moving to a new town. The move with all the goodbyes and hellos is a challenge for Riley and for her mom and dad, whose control panels we also get to follow from time to time. In my view, it's a brilliant movie, which gives a peek into how all emotions are there for a reason, how every human being have their own emotions, and we need to give each other room to feel what we feel. And finally, we get a peek into how our memory develops and its importance for making sense of our lives. It's a fun movie and at the same time an educational one. Watch it for yourself, watch it with your kids, just as an animation movie. It can really be seen and used in many different ways. This was a bit about the three movies. Now let's have a look at how movies like these are important. How is this important? How can a movie on a rainy day be important for us? Well, I do believe that many of us have tried in a strange way to feel understood when we watch certain movies. And I do believe that much self-development and therapy start with exactly this feeling seen as a human being, as the human beings we are, with all we are. I basically felt seen both in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood and definitely in Lady Bird. Feeling understood helps us a lot in the process of daring to become more aware about ourselves. Maybe also to look at some of the sides we're not so proud of, or maybe we even noticed before. Well, a lot to be gained. Watching a good, touching movie is also just nice, and it's good for us sometimes to choose to do something good for ourselves. Some movies inspire us, simply trying new stuff out, or maybe staying on track where we are. Well, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood is a great inspiration for me every time I watch it. Some movies are important because they give us new insights. Just watch Inside Out, and I'm sure in some way it will give you new insights. My understanding of what happens in my dear husband's head during dinner with the kids developed, let me say, in a new direction after watching Inside Out. Go have a look at it and let's see what you get of new insights. A bit about what's Gestalt in all of this. I guess I could talk a lot about this because I do believe there's so much Gestalt in all the three movies I've mentioned. But, yeah, I do want to make this episode sweet and short, so you get the short version and I get out of my recording closet faster. But just to let you know, I am recording in a closet full of clothes because it gives a better sound. No more talk about technicalities, back towards Gestalt in all of this movie talk. In the first movie, I mentioned A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, a quote, the paradoxical theory of change. You've heard it before, but it goes like this: become who you are and things will change. Well, this is absolutely what comes to my mind. This is very much the process which the journalist goes through. Even though he did set out to make an interview and not to go through a major self-development process. Furthermore, the movie shows how less is more. And as one of my favorite references, Bent Falk, says, first you get it in Danish, he says, dum, don, og dig selv. And in English, I guess this will be something like, act a bit like you're stupid, lazy, and just be yourself. This is the guideline to a good and different conversation. You don't want to correct all which is said. You want to ask questions to the person in front of you, more or less like the person came from Mars, a place you know nothing or very little about. This is the being stupid, not knowing anything part. You want to wait and let the person in front of you come to insights, solutions, awareness, which you could, of course, have no idea about. And this is the being lazy part. And finally, you need to be yourself as a conversation partner all the way through. You need to react when anything is surprising to you, verbally or bodily. You need to know your own story and pitfalls and maybe shadow sides to be a good talking partner and therapist. And all of this you see in A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. The second movie I spoke about, Lady Bird, for me has a lot of what in therapy is called generalization. This is when we realize that other people have it more or less like we do, or like me. Sometimes it's a relief to realize that other people feel or react or experience the same as you do. This can happen in individual therapy, and it's also part of what happens in group therapy or self-help groups, like, for example, Alcoholics Anonymous, AA. Lady Bird also has a lot of great insights as a mom to your teenagers, and I can imagine in some extent also the other way around. Finally, the third movie, Inside Out. This movie has, of course, a lot to do with Gestalt, because it's about emotions, and especially that there are no good or no bad emotions. We need them all. And sometimes, as adults, we even need to relearn how to use and embrace some of them. We might have grown up in an environment where anger was basically the only emotion which you saw displayed. And this was not easy for you, simply too much of it, and used where it was actually other emotions which were happening. Then, of course, you need to work with fine-tuning how you can start getting sadness displayed in feelings if this is what is happening. Because sadness and all the feelings hidden behind sadness can be very useful, for example, when we lose someone, or as it is the case in the movie Inside Out, when we lose our home during a move. However, if we go back to the person growing up in the environment filled with angry feelings, this might also lead to that anger becomes something you really don't want to have in your life. You've had enough of it. But since emotion simply happens, whether you like it or not, signs don't really care what you pay attention to or not, you might have quite some work to do with inviting anger into your life. You will have it. And as well as all the other emotions, anger can be very helpful when we are being unfair treated, when we need to put boundaries and so on. Inside Out, definitely a movie you can see on many levels. Closing the Gestalt. We're getting to the end of today's episode. Movies can for sure be used for many different things and certainly can have a therapeutic angle. Whatever you want to get out of watching a good movie, well, lean back and enjoy the autumn with a good movie. Thanks a lot for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode. To make sure you never miss an episode, you can subscribe to the show via your podcast app of choice. Should you have any questions or comments, feel free to get in touch with Elizabeth Wille. You will find all the needed details on the website willegestalt.eu. Just a quick disclaimer, all case stories are anonymized and no clients directly quoted without prior written consent. And remember, any information you hear on this podcast, see on the Wille Gestalt website, Facebook page or Instagram, is for information purposes only and should never be a substitute for actual mental and or medical advice from a doctor, psychiatrist, or any other health professional.